In Cancun, there's at least one place you can't go without a blessing.
So they had a Mayan shaman bless us with the smoke and the sentiments and speaking in the native language. And I was with a group of a little younger, 20-somethings, who were all very buff, but they quieted and they were respectful, and he went around and on the women put something on each of our faces.
Travel writer Lisa Sani says this is what happens when you rappel down to what the Mayans consider a sacred site.
The rappelling came in when we approached a cenote, and a cenote is, and there's different ways of pronouncing it, is part of an underground cave and water system, somewhat unique to that part of the world. And the Mayans believed that it's the portal to the underworld.
Once you get your blessing, though, you're on your way.
We were put in these harnesses and told to bounce ourselves off the wall and then to sort of guide our rope down, 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 down. And as I was going down, you can see in the picture on the site, a giant bat went by. And so just confirming that this is a real event, this isn't a Disneyland ride.
Inside the cave, you get to take a relaxing ride on the water. Or maybe it's not so relaxing, considering the non-human company.
And then we were all floating on inner tubes in the kind of cave-like something. You could see vines hanging down. And there was some guide at the top talking about how they were keeping an eye on a very poisonous snake to make sure that it didn't drop down with us.
Then, having dodged poisonous snakes, well, what can you do to top that?
And when we came back up, there was this huge monkey in the tree, which was kind of fun. And we headed off hiking past blue butterflies and yellow frogs over to the zip line.
So shamans, snakes, and monkeys aren't enough. Now a zip line, too?
Yes. I had sort of intended to have a quiet, reflective time thinking about Mayan archaeological ruins. And I had never actually ziplined before, even though that's a very popular thing to do. I was afraid you'd go so fast you wouldn't be able to quite see what you were going by.
But as it turns out, you can see plenty.
We did a couple zip lines over the lagoons, and the lagoons are the ones that you can see when you climb up to the top of the tallest pyramid in the Yucatan left from the Mayan archaeological sites, and it's quite steep. They have a rope for people who want to pull, but the view is gorgeous from up there.
And even with all that, Lisa says there's more she didn't even get to.
And what I would love to do is go back sometime, and you can actually arrange for hours to snorkel in the cenotes or dive in them with a guide, you know, who knows which river hooks up with which river and where the portals or the skylights are. And that's supposed to be quite extraordinary, too, with stalactites and stalagmites. This was sort of a taster, all of us dipping down, floating, and then all of us going back up again.
More on Lisa Sani's Cancun adventures later this hour, including the protocol for swimming with 40-foot polka-dotted mammals. Rod McLaughlin for the Osamoto Travel Show.